First person singular, views expressed in this piece are those of the author. In this earlier piece, Patrice Vacchioni reflects on Emily and wonder.
I had a young poetry student named Emily. Throughout elementary school, she wondered and made poems out of that wonder. For years, when we'd run into each other, the person who greeted me was the girl I'd known, transforming into an elegant, insightful young woman. When I received an invitation to her wedding, I danced around the room in anticipation. Now a PhD student in anthropology, Emily is in Mexico studying the Mayan language. She wrote me that she was living with a healer who invited her to participate in a ceremony. Emily said, she made a little hearth with rocks and coral and shells lined with sugar and copal, filled with candles. A ring of flowers was placed inside. She lit a small fire in the middle. The ceremony was for a woman seeking clarity about what she was put on earth to do. Emily is discovering that for herself these days. Don't we all wonder about it? I certainly do. Maybe life's purpose is like that fire-flower ceremony. We light a small fire at the center of our lives and warm each other. I'm Patrice Vecchioni.
Patrice Vecchioni is a Monterey author whose books nurture imagination and spirit in everyday life. If you would like to share your opinion or stories, send 240 words to firstpersonsingular@ksqd.org. If you would like to hear this or other pieces again, go to ksqd.org/first-person-singular. This program was produced by Guy Lanier and Mathilde Rand.